This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
And it's that time of the week to talk to our tech guy, Richard Pascoe, who joins us now. G'day, Richard.
Hello, Paul. Hello to all the listeners of this podcast. Paul, have you seen the exciting news?
Oh, what exciting news? The fact that you're here talking to me is exciting enough for me.
Apart from, well, that's very good, but Vladimir Putin has got a vaccine for COVID-19.
He has.
He tested it on his daughter first. So, yes, so I think we're all not very excited about this.
Hey, listen, if there's a cure out there for COVID-19, mate, I don't care whether it's Vladimir Putin, whether it's the Chinese, I don't care, as long as we can come up with one.
I think it should be tested just a bit further, though, but yes.
Yeah, all right.
Vladimir Putin giving it to his daughter, I thought that was, it actually impressed me a bit.
Well, he must have confidence in it to inject his daughter with the vaccine.
Yeah. We just hope she's all right now. So yes.
Well, as I said, I don't care who gets the vaccine as long as we get it. Okay. Now, this surprised me, Richard. I must admit, Windows 10. I can remember when Windows 10 was the Windows to have, and now it's 5 years of age.
Yeah, 5 years old. It's amazing. I think at the time of launch, you know, Microsoft said Windows 10. They position it to be a response to a changing market, because 5 years ago the PC industry was a bit of change all over the place, and they said this is going to be Microsoft's last version of Windows and will be eternally updated. Now, they've held their word about this so far. I don't think they will ever change it. There's two new versions of Windows 10 come out every year now, so that's why Windows updates are so important. And, you know, Windows 10 today is far better than it was back in 2015.
Yep.
They've really refined it. It's a good operating system. Built-in security in there does a very, very good job. You know, end users have more control over when and how the updates are installed. Phone integration with Android is far better now. We can put emojis in things as well, which is, love the emojis. We've got features like Timeline as well. If you've never used Timeline, it shows you what you were doing yesterday and last week, so you can go straight back to it if you want to. Windows, you know, as well, restores the applications you had open after reboot. It boots quickly. It supports a huge range of legacy hardware. I would actually like to see them stop supporting so many old things out there, because that would make it even better operating system and far safer.
Well, it's better than 7, isn't it?
Far better. Far better than Windows 7. People who are still on Windows 7 love it. I know you do. But if you set up Windows 10 properly, you will love Windows 10 even more. Infinitely better than Windows Vista. Far safer and better than Windows XP. But there's you know that person in your family you never, ever talk about sometimes, Paul?
Oh, well, that's Uncle Arthur. And we try not to have him at Christmas events.
Exactly right. So Windows has got one called, do you remember Windows ME?
Kind of rings a little bell.
It was only out for about a year, because when you bought a laptop with Windows ME and you put it on the internet, it was infected in about 30 seconds.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
It was like a magnet. So, yes. So, we don't talk about Windows ME. But, yeah, Windows 10, 5 years old now.
Beautiful. Hey, Facebook has an answer to TikTok. Reels are coming.
Yes. Facebook owns Instagram, and they've got a new feature on Instagram called Reels. It will slowly start to roll out. Facebook, Instagram is the photo sharing app owned by Facebook as well. And with Reels, you'll be able to make short videos set to music, exactly like TikTok, ad filters, exactly like TikTok and other effects, and share them as well. And this is all due, I think, to the pressure as TikTok, which is owned by the Chinese company ByteDance, we've talked about it before, is under increased pressure from Washington and President Trump to sell their US business by September 15th or shut it down entirely. Microsoft is still probably the front runner to buy it, believe it or not, along with Twitter now.
Oh.
Twitter are putting their toe in the water about buying it.
Okay.
So Reels has been tested in Brazil for some months now. And somebody asked me why, because they all dance in Brazil.
Of course they do. They get out in the street and dance, don't they?
Exactly right. So it's now rolling out in a lot of countries across the world and will roll out here as well. Not the first time Facebook's tried to do this. They had a thing called Lasso that died in the water and was quickly shut down in July as well. So it's good. I think it's good to see a bit of competition coming for TikTok.
Yes, and just Reels is spelled R-E-E-L-S, not R-E-A-L-S, just for people who are wondering. It's called Reels. Yes, and TikTok, look, I'm with Trumpy on this. As far as I'm concerned, this Chinese company, we won't go through what you've said about the company, but there's some real issues, especially with face identification and all of that with your kids.
That's exactly right.
And yep. The Chinese gathering information. And, of course, over in China, the Chinese government can go to any company and get information. So this TikTok is getting so much information in the Western world. And I agree with Trumpy. You know, as far as I'm concerned, sell it to somebody like Microsoft or somewhere else like that. I don't want the Chinese spying on me.
No.
Yeah.
And I've got to say, TikTok gets a very good run in the Australian media. And I haven't worked it out yet. Why they get such a good run?
Oh, because it's populous, that's why.
Well, I've got another theory, which I'll tell you off air. So
no,
yes.
Why can't you tell it on air to the listeners?
Because TikTok might want to take you to
court. All right, I'll turn off the mic and you tell me, all right?
All right.
Turned it off. Go. Oh! That was a biggie. All right, I'm glad I turned the mic off. Yes, that would get us into a lot of legal trouble.
It would too.
Let us move on. Hey, listen.
Can we say the listeners? Sometimes I'll say some controversial things.
Yes.
And I did one year about a certain phone maker that did come out of China.
Yes.
And I received legal papers emailed to me to explain why I'd made those comments. So it was just a joke. They withdrew them, but I had to explain it.
Yes. Well, I don't want to go through the same experience here.
No.
You're a controversial man. Let's put it that way.
Yes.
We're talking with our tech guy, Richard Pascoe, who can get a little bit controversial, but I certainly couldn't let that one go to air. Now, everybody will be asking me now, what did he say? Now, look, Toshiba exits the PC business. Toshiba, a big, big company.
They were, Paul. They'd sold the last remaining stake of its laptop business to Sharp, who are not in Australia either. And so they're formally exiting the PC market. Toshiba began making PCs in 1985. Lots of listeners would have had a Toshiba laptop over the years. You know, it was one of the most successful and reliable PC makers. The Satellite Pro range was a leader in premium PC market as well, and it took on the rivals such as IBM's ThinkPad line as well. But over the last few years, the PC market has actually shrunk by a third. So you've got to be pretty good in this market to survive. And, you know, Apple, Dell, HP and Lenovo have dominated, so Toshiba's PC business began shrinking. They exited the Australian market a while ago now, but now Toshiba right out of laptops. Got to say to people out there that the last probably few years of Toshiba laptops that came out, how do I say this kindly, weren't the best. Mm. If you got one of those, I would always make sure that you did a backup and you got your hard drives checked in there as well. So more dud hard drives in Toshiba than anything else. So, yeah.
Sounds like their heart wasn't in it towards the end.
No, it was all about making a dollar.
There you go. Well, they had a yen for it, didn't they?
They did too.
Lots of yen. Now, let's get to the crap tech item of the week. Now, what? Green LED flash glasses?
So they're glasses that you put on, Paul, and they flash green LED signs on there. They say they're the coolest glasses that you will ever buy, period. I don't know about that, Paul. They really are. If you want to go flashing lights, these are the glasses for you. So they say these are the coolest glasses that anyone could receive as a gift. You gave these to me, that's the end of it. Really?
Yeah, really, the end of our friendship after all this time.
All this time. I don't need these things at all. They say, and this is quoting what they say, lightweight and affordable for easy storage. Now, Paul, we always know when we can't go along and have correct English in there, it's a bit of a warning for us. So I don't know whether that's affordable or foldable.
Oh, well. I see. Yes, I can see it. It's like a
portable.
It may be a typo, but that happens a lot with particularly our friends in Asia because because they can't translate to our English all that well, and they come up with words like fordable instead of affordable. Yep.
Yeah. They say it's great for concerts and raves. Got to tell you, Paul, if you went to a concert or a rave wearing these, you'd be thrown out. You really would. It says turn heads. Yes, you will turn heads. Look at the idiot wearing the green LED flashing glass and become the main attraction at any party. I can see drinks being thrown over you, food being tossed at you as well, a bit of bullying taking place, which we don't like. It says you will take photos, meet everyone and become the highlight of the event. You'll become the fool of the event. That's what you will. It's got 8 adjustable patterns to fit any mood or event. You can put fishes on there, fireworks, dollar signs, waves, skulls, and show the world your dance creativity with this fun, entertaining, and unique eyewear. You dance with these, you'll be asked to leave the club, and you'll be stamped as never to return. That's the green LED flash glasses. Buy them on Amazon if you really want to. People are about $25, and I'd rather you send $25 to Paul or I.
Yes, you can send it to Box 212 Port Douglas, and I shall share it with Richard you don't want to spend it on these crappy glasses. Hey, listen, do you remember, I was just talking to somebody about this the other day, do you remember on the back, you might be a bit young, you're a little younger than me, but that on the backs of comics, like Phantom Comics and all that.
The see-through glasses.
Yes. And they had somebody and a lady walking past and you could see her without any clothes on. Do you remember those glasses?
They were gold as well. And it was like, what was the thing you could buy as well became fish or supposedly
Oh,
fish.
No, they were...
Sea monkeys.
Sea monkeys, that's right. What were sea monkeys? Were we being cruel to animals?
No, we weren't. Well,
are they real animals?
No, well, what happened was, Paul, that you got a packet of dried stuff and you put them, because I sent away for these because I was fascinated by them. I thought, well, they're going to be better than fish because they're going to be monkeys that live in the water. So I convinced my mum, when she was sober, to come along and let me go along and do this. For people out there, I do make fun of my mum, but she had a bit of a drinking issue out there. So,
to discuss this on your segment?
No, probably not. So, yes, anybody...
Anyway, back to the sea monkeys.
Sea monkeys. So we got a fish bowl, got the water in, poured the packet in and waited. And in a couple of days' time, Paul, things started wriggling around in there.
They were real creatures. Do you know that? I've just looked. Do you know what they were?
Tadpoles.
No. Oh, no. They weren't tadpoles because tadpoles grew into frogs. No, these were sea monkeys. And you know what they were?
No, what?
Brine shrimp, they're called.
Oh, there we go. Yes.
And they were a novelty aquarium item. And do you know what? You can still buy them.
Don't buy them, people.
No, don't buy them, says Richard Pascoe. No. Whatever you do, don't buy them.
They'll run right in the backyard. They really will. They'll attack the dog. You don't want that. So.
No, it says here, sea monkeys original instant life, $14.99 on Amazon. But, they were developed in the United States in 1957 by Harold von Braunut. Hey, wasn't he the bloke who invented the V bomb for Germany and then went then put Americans in space? That was von Braunut, wasn't it?
But he's well known for making sea monkeys.
Guess what? He's not only the creator of the sea monkeys, but he invented the X-ray specs. True. True. But yep. The old X-ray glasses, and of course I sent away like a fool.
As we all did because we had a bit of a thing for the ladies.
Well, we did. So I sent away for these glasses. I cut the little thing out of the back of the comic, sent it away, and back they came. And of course, did you send away and get them?
Yeah.
You know what came back? Just describe what came back.
I can't remember, Paul.
Well,
it was a tragedy in my childhood.
A tragedy of mine. But no, the glasses had a spiral, black spiral thing on the front, and then I'd look at it and I couldn't wait to get outside to find a lady. And I put them on, and she still had her clothes on.
Clothes on.
I thought, what a take.
And back then we couldn't ring Consumer Affairs.
No, but my mother, she was like Consumer Affairs, my mum, and she said, yep. Well, I told you, didn't I? And she did, when I was cutting this thing out. She said, they don't work, it's a rort. And I went, no, mum, let me get these glasses, I need them to look at these women. And when it came back and they didn't work, mum had a big, big laugh. Hey, listen, I should have kept those glasses, they're probably worth a fortune now.
They probably are, Paul. They'd be doing very, very well by now.
I'll tell you what I lost, though, that I just absolutely loved and I sent away and got it. A phantom ring.
Oh!
With the ruby eyes.
Oh, there you go.
Do you remember those?
I do.
They sold those on the back of the comics as well. But that was a beautiful, but I lost it in a country town. I was out playing and it fell off and I looked for it until the sun went down. Never found it again.
So if you're in that country town, can you please return your ring to Paul?
Yes, it was Delegate in New South Wales, right down near the Victorian border. Anybody found a phantom ring, please return it to Box 212 at Port Douglas, where you're sending the cheque for both myself and Richard. Okay, hey, listen, we diverted only slightly this week.
We did. We've behaved.
We did.
Which is really good to see.
So, very happy. Very happy I'm well behaved and you did too. Except for that little time I had to switch the mic off today.
Exactly right. So people are going to... It's intriguing now to people, isn't it, Paul? Because they're going to stop me saying, what did he say off air? Say yes.
Yes, but at least it didn't get us sued and that's the main thing.
That's the main thing because then we'd have to start a GoFundMe page.
That's right. We get more money coming in. Richard, thank you. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.